Mayor Eric Adams attends A-list celebrity dinner in LA as crime crisis cripples NYC. By Warner Todd Houston on May 11, 2022. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D, is taking heat for reportedly jetting out to Los Angeles for a star-studded A-list private dinner as his city spirals in a surge in crime. Adams reportedly sat down to a special diner with the likes of Paris Hilton, Kate Hudson, Goldie Hawn, sports agent Rich Paul, Casey Affleck, producer John Goldwyn, former ambassador to the Bahamas Nicole Avon, who is also married to Netflix chief Ted Sarandos, and several others totaling 14 diners, according to Page Six. The dinner was supposedly put together to welcome the New York mayor into the inner circle of Hollywood and to help him flog the education initiative he is crafting with Nicole Avon. Little else is known about the cozy event as it was held in LA's San Vicente Bungalows, a spot well known for its strictly enforced discretion and top security policies. Page Six notes it was planned by creative artists agency agent Kate Hudson. That was not the end of Adams hobnobbing with the glitterati. On Monday, the mayor was back in the Big Apple to attend the annual Robin Hood Benefit Gala at New York's Javits Center, along with billionaires Jeff Bezos and Ken Griffin, and entertainers Lauren Sanchez, currently Jeff Bezos' girlfriend, Charlie Puth, and John Mulaney. Singer John Legend performed. Meanwhile, despite running as the tough-on-crime candidate, Big Apple voters appear to be furious that he has, so far, dropped the ball on crime as the city is now more dangerous and crime-ridden than it was when he took office in January. A poll released just last week finds that only 37% of respondents feel that Adams is doing a good job on crime in the city since taking office last November. It is a shocking reversal from the 49% who approved of his efforts on crime in February. The city has suffered a series of horrible crimes, recently. A woman from Queens, for instance, was murdered and her body found stuffed in a duffel bag. In another shocking crime, a man followed his ex-girlfriend into a city elementary school and then slashed the woman and a school safety agent who tried to intervene. And in a crime that made national headlines, a black nationalist racist went on a shooting rampage in the New York subway system in which 10 people were shot and another 13 injured. Crime has jumped 36.5% in the Big Apple compared to a year ago, with robberies, carjackings, and assault all up double digits. In fact, this year, crime has increased in nearly every police precinct, and raids have doubled in five of them. Despite the rise in violent crime, Adams has proposed cutting the New York Police Department budget. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.